DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rice.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
No, go give me a minute. You don't get, no, Dad,
none for you.
Jimmy, no.
Yes.
Jimmy, no cookie. Yeah, so we have to.
So what was the question you asked before we went on the air, Bryce?
Oh, is anybody going to go to Bigot Filet when they open?
My boyfriend and I. We already have a table reserved by the parking lot. Don't want
to
brag.
You have to actually camp out.
Well, you know,
I hear that people are camping out.
What's my family kick me out of the house? It's not a problem for me anymore.
Now that you're residentially challenged.
Do you know why they camped out? The first 100 customers in the door got a gift card that guaranteed them free food for a year. Once a week, you can go in and get a free meal.
Are you serious?
Did they get sodomized by a Bible, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
how you got the gift card.
It's a small exchange, really. Bryce, we're talking about a year. A small moment with a Bible in your butt.
This wasn't a small Bible either. This wasn't a pocket Bible.
Talking
this
like King James.
Yeah,
like,
this is
illustrated.
King James illustrated
for kids.
This is like
with the original wood etchings.
This is the clergy version.
You know, this Bible's seen a lot. It's over. It's got one day left to retire.
Hey, they gotta get they gotta get those altar boys ready. All right.
Bear down. Think of the Queen of England and just relax.
Just close your eyes and think of God.
But yeah, it's crazy. I'm surprised. I kind of got to give them a little bit of respect because like it takes a lot of balls to come to a city as progressive as Portland is, very gay friendly city.
The thing is, most people don't know how bigoted they really are.
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
every one of their chickens totally straight.
First of all, they're not coming to Portland. They're coming back to Portland.
Oh,
there used to be Bigot Filets everywhere.
You couldn't swing a burnt cross in this town without hitting a Bigot Filet.
And then like one day they just all closed up. They were gone.
Oh shit.
And for like I guess 13 years they've been out of Portland.
They found that Maurice Filet, owner of Chick-fil-A.
They said, you know what, Portland is too progressive, there's too many gays. Back to Portland!
Buying our food and bringing us revenue? No. I say draw a line in the sand. Across this line you don't saunter, sister. Just keep it over there. But no, I was going to say, this morning I went on one of our old friends, Greg and Sarah's show, Fun Employment.
Fun Employment. Love those guys.
They are fucking awesome. And I fucked up. I'm going to just sort of put it on the table now. Nuts are on the table. I don't know if you've got the knife sound effect or like hammer thing that you're going to do now, but I forgot to plug Not Another Podcast.
You
dare
bastard.
You.
1 of 7. It's not. Yeah, I fucked up. But on the upside.
That's okay. They probably would have edited it.
Probably.
Tomorrow, though, I'm going on Chronicles of the Nerd, which is in the exact same studio. A little bit earlier in the day, and I've got a list of things to talk about.
You're
and top on that list
again,
of course.
We're gonna have to tattoo it right to his forehead, so they have to ask him about it.
So your forehead says goldenpalace.com, and don't forget to whore the show. What does that mean? It's a tribal thing.
Lemonparty.com.
Sponsored by
meatspin.com.
Yeah. Is that a new one?
No.
Wait, hold on. You said that like you've been checking to see
that's
if
been around since I was like a sophomore.
Lemonparty.org has the championship belt and has kept it successfully.
I think Meat Spin's a close second.
Knee Spin?
Meat.
Meat? Oh. M-E-E-T?
No.
Okay, then it's just...
James, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm afraid I do.
Oh, God. All right, pull it up.
Wait.
Pull it up.
No, like now?
Why not?
What
do you mean why?
I
can think of several reasons why not. I can think that, I need to sleep at some point.
I'll see
if
it works on my phone.
Jesus.
It probably won't.
Where's your little hollow? Where's your TARDIS? Where's your little, handy pad?
I decided not to bring it to
you. Okay. Yeah, my trunk's full of guns and, dead other co-hosts that used to be on the show back
then.
The
other Big Jim.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I loved him. He was so snappy, and then he got all political and shit, and then you had to take him out.
Speaking of which, I loved your reply to my post when I announced that I was trying to get our good friend Dennis Pitzenbacher back on.
And what did I say?
I'll be at the Hillary rally.
You know, I'm sitting here right now in my my Bernie Sanders T-shirt.
And you again, told me that was your chest hair.
Okay, a little column A, a little Columbine. too soon? Is it too soon? Is it too
soon?
It's too soon. It is.
Never
you're both right.
It's never too soon.
When I get... Jesus. Bryce didn't even make eye contact. He's just like, it's never too soon.
Well, if you can't joke about it, they win.
Well, yeah, but at the same... And it just goes for a cookie. Point, set, match. Spikes the microphone.
Death is delicious.
Mm.
Tastes like cookies.
Murder.
Bryce, I would like to bring a deacon or a holy person. No.
No.
You keep that to yourself.
You keep
There's
that
no
deacon.
Room for that here.
You can keep that deacon or holy person all to yourself.
Well, you know, usually they can set themselves on fire or they can come and hang out with me and Bryce. But no, fuck, what were we talking about? Kind of went off the rails there for a hot minute.
Meat spin!
Did you watch that video that I sent you? That John Oliver?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, that show, I
love that show.
That show is so great.
I was on the fence because I'm just like, I liked him as a correspondent for The Daily Show, but I didn't think he could actually carry his own show by himself, but dude, you know, him and, you know, his gaggle of writers, because there's always got to be some writers involved.
Yeah.
Him and his team of writers are full on, yeah. Legitimate. Yeah.
They make serious topics serious and funny at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was a phenomenal piece that they did on mental illness. I sent it to you too, but I don't think you watched it.
No, I'll have to check it out later. My wife and I will sit down when she's not out killing people like she is now.
The views of James Robinson
do not reflect those. Sniper in the watchtower.
Am I the only one that has not seen the light leave someone's eyes? No? Probably. Anybody?
Yeah,
no?
Much.
Just me? Okay, well. Yay, I'm going back to Pennsylvania. Where there's hope and lots of things to hide behind.
And
lots
Amish.
Of hail bays. And
are you joining the Hellbop?
The Hellbop Comet?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I put my genitals in a shoebox. And
awesome.
I wear like an Adidas jumpsuit and I lay in a bunk bed and I wait for the comet to come take me.
Perfect.
Home. Yeah. That's the goal.
That's what you have to join one of those to go back to Pennsylvania, right? It's like a cult. Like it's like college. You have to join a fraternity.
You know,
it's like there's a cult. You can either become Amish, you can become part of the Hellbop.
You can jerk off in a coffin while your father watches you from the shadows, silently wearing a hood.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on down there.
Do we have a moment there? Did I ever cover a memory? That's weird. I come down to Pennsylvania a lot.
I'm still pissed at you for forgetting this.
Dude, again, tomorrow, my chance to redeem myself on, because that was a teaser to get people like, you know, this guy's funny. I used to remember him on that old show.
I used to remember?
Yeah, fuck. Like, I'm trying to pump myself up. But no, tomorrow on Chronicles of the Nerd, it's number one
on
my...
Fun Employment, man.
It's the same network, man.
But it's not the same show, man.
It's a different show. It is a different show. You're right.
If we can gain one more listener,
you were with Greg
Nibbler. Hey, listen.
The Greg Nibbler and the Sarah X Dillon. You had one job, Jim.
We can double our audience if we get one more listener.
Well, right now we just
that's
have
a
gym,
that's
so.
A good percentage.
Or we could get one listener who's schizophrenic, and then we have a whole bunch.
Ooh,
yeah.
Does that count? Do you think if they did censuses, do you think they would count that?
Or censees or whatever the plural? Yeah.
Sensei.
Sensei.
Yes, sensei. I would say that should count. I think that
So by default, if there's one schizo, you get like plus five.
You just get like. Two schizos.
I feel like it's a D&D type thing. I'm going to equip my schizo for plus five.
His charisma's off the charts. He buried the needle. No, I think that, you know, it's an untapped market that, you know, mentally ill and schizophrenic, we were making fun, but we really shouldn't. When what's her name died? Patty Duke. I had no idea that she was the mom of Sean Astin.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Sean Astin posted it was a very, 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 you know, touching thing on Facebook about how, like, you know, his mother's no longer in pain, and she's, you know, it's really very sweet. But I'm just like, why is Rudy so, like, up at arms that Patty Duke is dead? Like, I didn't quite...
Because Samwise lost his mother.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah, you're right. This is right in the heart of the Shire.
Poor Mikey, he's got no one... I mean, he's down at the Goondocks right now, just... crying into his little Levi jacket.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing left in there.
Chunk's not there.
The Domino's pizza box is empty. You know, Sloth took the last slice with him. Again, we're back to mental illness. But what do you think was the problem with Sloth? Because he wasn't retarded.
No, I think it was...
Was he just like an ex-football player? Well, he was an ex-football player. No, I think
because Mama dropped him on his head a couple of times, and I think that... not only screwed up his face, but screwed up his mind.
It happened to me.
He got vaccinated as a child. That was the problem.
It's that goddamn fluoridated water is what it is. Vaxxers.
He drank water from Flint, Michigan.
You're right. No, we all listened to that episode of Clyde Lewis, you know, and we know now that there's a conspiracy going on that tap water makes people into sloth. I like sloth.
Sloth.
It sounds like a type of carpet. I don't know. I just
well, we've got Berber, Shag, and Sloth.
What? Ooh, well, honey, did you hear that?
Let me take a look at the Sloth.
What shades of Sloth do you have?
All shades.
All shades. Oh man, the police are coming up your stairs right now. That poor.
That sounds like the best metal song ever. Shades of Sloth.
Turn and face the Sloth. This is Sloth and
Slayer's next song.
No, it's a Slayer cover band called Slother. Yes. And they're all made of people with...
Are you saying everything like this? Come on,
really? That's where you went?
Hey, you guys!
I am so glad I don't live here. I'm so glad. Like, if I had to go to the mailbox and the neighbors see me, and just like, oh, geez, there he is.
Sloth singing Dead Skin Mask.
I can't even do it.
Dad was a dad in my grave. Letting down a hot...
Oh, God.
You don't sound like Shepherd Sloth. Book. You sound...
sound like a guy off a Goodwill commercial.
Oh, damn. I thought I was going to the special, and then, like, Bryce just shoved me. I was like, no, me first. I'm jumping in this meat grinder.
I have an express elevator, right?
Fuck. You've got a VIP lanyard, you know?
It's like a bullet train. The bullet train to hell.
Straight down.
Yeah.
Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison, rest in peace, hilarious comedian. One of the first comedians I ever actually got exposed to had this hilarious bit about, like, you know, when married guys are divorced.
Did he just
guys
open his coat and expose himself to
you? Oh, dear. He was a preacher, so that could have happened. But nowhere near Pennsylvania. He wasn't a Hollywood actor.
Yet.
Well, you know, sadly, he passed away prior. But anyway, he had this hilarious bit about when a married guy goes to hell, and, like, you know, just, you know, married, you know, this guy who's, like, his soul's broken, he's, like, walking down the tunnel to hell, and St. Joseph's like, "Roar!" Oh, wait, you've been married? All right, well, there's not going to be a whole lot of surprises here for you. you know, there's the big, gigantic pit of flames. Do you want a job, or, you know, can you do anything? Do you know Excel? You know. You said it this time, but, yeah, no, it's... Okay, so, can we... Because we were talking about theology the past couple of shows. Can we bring it back? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Always. Then, I'm always up for a good...
you know,
Bible bashing?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude.
And again...
How about a Bible burning? That sounds even better.
Just trying to pull this plane out of a nosedive. Bryce has shot me in the hand. Get your hand off that stick.
The wings are on fire.
Dude, I fucking jettisoned the
Bryce
engines
and the wings.
Bryce is running
through shooting all the passengers.
I look out the window and there's Bryce delicately floating to the ground in his parachute. And me, flames and screaming. But no, there is a lot of good things to be learned from the Bible, but it needs to be looked at as what it is, which is, in point of fact, either a very thinly veiled documentary or an act of fiction flat out. But if it keeps people in the straight and narrow, I think it's got some merit.
See, that's what scares me, is people that are only on the straight and narrow because of the Bible. And there are a lot of people that have said that if it wasn't for the Bible saying it, they would do that shit.
I'd be living the purge every fucking day of my life.
Exactly.
Thou shalt not kill's off the table.
See,
fuck.
Those people.
Where's my murdering hatchet?
Those are people I'm more afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, the people say, well, if the Bible didn't say I shouldn't do it, then I'd be doing it.
But I think as a society, us saying what's moral and what's not is stronger than what's written in this several thousand year old.
See, the
book.
Thing is yeah. the Bible is equal parts fairy tale and history.
Yeah.
There are
minus
elements.
The
no, the actual factual history. It,
yeah.
No, it happened a while ago.
It's I like to call it fistery.
And
right in the
rectory. Name for the show. The fistery.
Fistery.
God, you can't beat that. There's just fuck it. I can't just. I,
the look on your face was like
the fist. No, because I went to Catholic school. I don't know if you guys
were. Orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to a I went to a preschool that I was at a church. I don't remember which one, but
when you walked into the building, make the E tu Domino, like you know, like
they
Latin.
Kept saying this is for you, Damien. I don't understand it because they kept looking at
my
me.
My name's Bryce.
Yeah,
duh. This is for you, Bryce.
No, the one he went to his first day, they handed him a M16 and told him field strip it. Put it back together.
You love Jesus, right? You want to kill for him? All right, here's a gun. Just aim that way and shoot for anything dark.
There was so there's this like mega church on the way to my house. I'm sure you guys have
Autobot or Decepticon.
It.
Mega church. Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry. I'm just trying to be silly. Ooh, cookies.
But
Jim
love during
cookies.
During last summer they had like a Jesus army. Type thing for kids, and I was
everyone
just like, "That's
camouflage.
Yes."
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucking stupid and horrifying that people would do that to their kids.
Bryce was a counselor there.
Counselor.
He was a someone that you consult a consultant. He was a consultant
a
too.
Recruiter.
Yeah, dude, the sights off on that rifle, bro. Come on, you're not gonna hit anything. Come on, are you even trying to kill for Jesus? Are you? No, when I think the problem is, I mean, if there's a book out there that keeps people treating each other nice and proper, and you know, not trying to screw them over, taking care of themselves, taking care of their family, then that's good. The problem is though, someone fucking like tagged the Bible like it was a yearbook with a oh, and by the way, you have to cram this belief system down everybody's throat that's around you, and if they don't believe it, there's something wrong with them, and you need to help and or fix them.
But what about the horrible stuff it says to do, like slavery?
Well, it's a strong word. I mean, we've tried it a couple times. We tried it out, you know.
So I mean, if it's supposed to be Redbox. If it's supposed to be this moral book, it says it. Virtually says slavery is allowed.
Well, yeah, and if a woman dies, like there's like this whole thing about like you know when it's okay to cheat on your wife, and one of those things is like you know if so and so in your family dies, you assume all their slaves. No, the book
yeah.
itself has got a lot of like horrifying.
But I think it's ridiculous to pick and choose things out of it.
Yeah,
or
if
hold it up as some sort of
yeah, it's the word of God, so everything yeah. in it has to be correct.
Yeah,
so everything, all the Genesis shit.
Yeah,
that has to be truth because this is the word of
Those
God.
Some good albums, Genesis. Yeah, great.
No, I agree with what you're saying. If you're going to hold up this book,
it's all or nothing.
Yeah,
as it's all or
your
nothing.
Moral compass.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
you can't just pick and choose throughout it. You can't say, oh, slavery is bad. But and
slavery
men
of black people
with
is,
other
yeah.
men is bad.
Yeah,
you know, without taking the other stuff too.
Yeah.
Like you've said, when you have your period, ladies, you
yeah.
have to go up into the mountains
yeah.
because you are unclean.
You can't wear mixed fibers.
Malia yeah. hates it when I remind her of that. Like,
and
I
that's
swear.
When she kicks you down the stairs.
Traditionally, yeah, that's when I'm sleeping on it in a tent, you know, in the backyard or parking lot of our apartment complex. But no, yeah, there are a lot of but. Okay, so all that horrible, you know, and it contradicts itself as well. That there's a lot
oh,
of contradictions
God, yeah.
in the Bible. However, like, okay, we'll make up a fictional family. Family A, they're Bible-fearing, God-fearing folk. They are good. They're neighborly. They help out if someone needs it. They do all
Is
the things
before
that they're supposed
or after to? Everybody found out Dad was diddling his kids.
This would be before.
Before, okay.
This would be before, yeah. Just right. like 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks right before. But no, just like a legitimately good family.
I'll give you this one. All right,
you know, they adhere to, they do cherry pick their faith from the Bible, but they
okay.
cherry pick all the good stuff that
okay.
you're supposed to do.
So the socially moral, or the societally moral stuff they've picked out. So
yeah.
like.
and they
gays aren't horrible.
Yeah,
slavery is bad.
They interpret it in the way that, like, you know, if I'm going to say I love my neighbor, I'm not going to just sort of like, you know, well, what if that neighbor is gay? No, they're my neighbor. There's someone that needs help. I can give that help.
Okay.
That's what a good Christian person is supposed to do.
Okay. If
they adhere to those parameters, is that a bad thing? I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just asking, what is your opinion of if that keeps somebody doing those nice things and being open-minded while taking some things from the Bible, not all the things, but just the good parts? And cookies. Jimmy cookie.
It's such a fine line.
For me, it's so scary that they have to have the book to be good. That's the part that scares me the most.
Some people need a manual, I guess. You know?
Bah.
But sheep don't attack people. Sheep don't burn crosses in people's yards.
Wolves in sheep clothing do.
Well, okay, so stop. Okay, Bryce, stop wearing the sheep's clothes. Okay.
Well, I did notice he's wearing a lot of wool today.
A lot. Dude, and it's like 70 degrees outside. But okay, so if the sheep are passive and not trying to start wars, control governments, do all the negative shit that a lot of Christians are trying to do, and say it
in Mississippi,
you know, in the name of the word of the Lord is what they're supposedly acting in behalf of. If they were like on the other side of like just good, you know, wholesome sheeple, like Smurfs, basically a bunch of like blue people, no shirts, white hats, white pants. Sheeple are sheep people.
Why can't they be lemmings? Because that's basically what it is.
Or leeple.
Leeple. Ooh, I like that.
You like
leeple?
That one?
Yeah.
Well, all right, so leeples.
They follow blindly.
Yeah, they jump
right off
a cliff.
Yeah.
You know, for me, having gone to many different churches throughout my life, there is a lot of difference, and I think it comes down to who's running the church and the way they interpret.
Yeah.
Get the mic closer to you, because you're always so quiet.
Yeah.
We can
no
never hear you. And
hear
I can, because I can see where
no
you start talking, it gets like silent.
Because we're tuning him out, basically. I'm thinking about products I might purchase at a later date. Ooh, Amazon. I got an implant.
Fistory!
Right in the rectory.
And we're back. Yeah, fistory in the rectory.
There are churches, having gone to so many different churches, I think, at least for me, it seems like the smaller the church, the more socially aware they are, the more socially accepting they seem to be.
When was the last time you went to a Southern church?
I didn't say a Southern church.
James comes from snake handler stock, like many, many families removed. But yeah, no, I can see the scars. I can see it. Like right around the wrist.
Gardener snakes?
No.
It's
cobras!
It's really difficult to tell, because any church that you go to, they're going to be very welcoming.
Yeah.
Churches are always very welcoming of new members.
Because they want to bring you in and treat you nicely, and so you follow their...
You need to tithe.
Yeah.
You're their income.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're salesmen. That's what they are.
When I was going to Catholic school, we were taught in fucking class that when you go to church,
you tithe.
You are responsible for... was it like somewhere between 8 to 12% of your income?
I think it's usually 10.
Yeah,
so I think generally 10 is where they say they want most people.
Yeah, 10% of your income has to go to the church.
Yep.
A industry that pays no taxes whatsoever.
Ooh, don't even get me started on that bullshit.
Fucking real, dude.
Okay,
like Joel Osteen, his fucking $10 million estate. Fucking just
fucking Creflo Dollar. That fucking
James.
Not,
you probably
not saying
yeah.
It's wrong, but. Most churches, their only source of income is from the congregation.
That's fine.
So,
that's totally fine.
You know, they got to keep the power on. They got to pay the taxes on the land.
True.
Yeah.
But then you get into those churches.
There are people that totally take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I need this
$500,000 Lexus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that shit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I said before, that episode, that movie Star Trek, where they go to the planet where God needs a fucking... What does God need a starship for?
He
doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, why does God need to be able to be that tax exempt? And again, I've known some priests that have worked in some amazing parishes.
Oh, I don't doubt that there are some
and good deeds.
There are some good people.
They got priced out because they couldn't afford to keep that thing on. At the same time, you got motherfuckers that are just sitting. They got
these
their own cable
mega
channel.
Churches, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If there's someone out there right now, sound of my voice.
Stop touching me.
Someone
stop
touching is in need of a toboggan. If you send me $1,000 today, cash money, untraceable bills.
I told you to stop touching me.
But I'm just, I have an itch. I have
but those,
alopecia.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, they talk about how, especially Republicans, this is going to get political, obviously.
Okay.
Because...
Should I turn my shirt inside out?
Or? Well, it's hard not to.
Because it goes hand in hand in this country.
At yeah. this point in time, it's really hard not to get political
yeah.
when talking about religion, because religion is such a big part of the political.
Even though there was a fucking was it me. The First Amendment that was talking about the separation of church
separation
and
of church
state?
And state?
Exactly.
Because we
don't First Amendment, but it is
you
in
know
the
what
Constitution,
I want?
Separation of church and
top
state.
Top three.
I
but
want
it was
to get,
in the 1950s that we in America started including God
in
the,
God
yeah,
we
the
trust
Pledge of Allegiance
yeah.
and things
God.
Like that
yeah.
because we were
communism
yeah,
yeah
exactly
yeah.
and now it's like this we're holding it up as the standard. I see a lot of it in my Facebook, like, bring God back to the country. No, take no. God out
God,
of the country.
God shouldn't be here. But or, I want to get a Thomas Jefferson Bible, because he had a Bible made where he took out all the supernatural shit, and it's a lot smaller. And
it's
I would like
really
to read
to the
that
point,
one.
Too.
Yeah, I would much what's, rather read that one.
What's really amazing and ahead of his time was he was able to write in the voice of Dr. Seuss. And so Jesus' whole life, you know, there's
was
like
a rhyme.
There's like spadorncles, there's an iambic pentameter that's going yeah. on. It's really it's a good read. If you have the means, I highly recommend yeah. picking one up.
It's really interesting to me how this country was supposed to be founded on religious freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, pilgrims came from England to escape the Church of England and yeah. practice their own religion. And right now, it's either you're our religion or get the fuck out.
Yeah. yeah.
Even though
they've forgotten the roots.
The crux of that same book that they're beating or that same belief system at its core, you know, JC, when he was walking the earth, was all about including aspects of society that maybe didn't necessarily agree with him. Tax collectors, prostitutes, the dregs of humanity, these were his 12, like, Wu-Tang Clan fucking members. You know, there's the RZA, the JZA, old dirty bastard. I'm paraphrasing the Bible. It's the Wu-Tang Bible, by the way. But it boils down to the simple fact that, like, Jesus was all about encompassing people of different lines of thought and getting them to believe a simple thought process that was all about treat your neighbor right, take yeah. care of your family, don't be a dick, and, you know, kind of do your best to help out those around you, because ultimately that's what's going to kind of get you and your tribe through. But over time, it's been like, you know, white Jesus, who was nailed to a lowercase t, needs to be crammed down the throats of every small village and other, you know, believing mythos, and if you don't, then there's something wrong with you.
And then you get to, like, the Mormon church, which is really the cram it down your throat when you got the
and even
the
more
missionaries
bad shit, yeah.
that fucking go to these countries and literally cram it down their throats.
Jesus walked on water. Okay, kind of hard to believe. Turned water into wine. Okay, that's really kind of like a stretch. Maybe you were just that drunk you thought the water was
actually
wine. First
of all, Jesus didn't walk on water. He just knew where the rocks were.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a labyrinth. Like, he was oh, like the rocks came up from the bog. But no, Mormon, is it same Jesus? Is it like,
yeah.
you know? But like,
it's a sect of Catholicism, because Christianity branches off from
yeah.
from the Catholic Church into many different categories. There's Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, or the
their tagline should be, I seen them!
LDS.
Jehovah's Witnesses, I seen them!
and then, I mean...
Yeah, no, it's...
See, that's another thing that I find interesting.
Bryce's
how,
head just popped.
Yeah. Christianity as a whole, how many different branches of that spiritual tree there are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Catholicism is like the trunk of the tree.
Yeah.
But then you've got, like, Protestant and Lutheran and Jehovah's Witness and Mormon. They're yeah. all basically believing the same thing. They
but
just
it's
have
not
different
the same.
Rules for their beliefs.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I think South Park needs to do an episode where they take all the different versions of Jesus. Because they've got, like, the Judeo-Christian, like, with the robes and the crown of thorns
yeah.
guy that they have on the show regularly.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Mormon Jesus and, you know,
Jehovah's
Baptist
Witness
Jesus, like, black Jesus, like, all the different Jesus. Bring the Jesus together and just like have like a caucus, you know, a Jesus caucus, if you will. A jockus.
A jockus.
Damn it, yes. Got there first.
I think it'd be more like a jock itch, right?
Well, you know, he can't reach down there because there's
only if they play basketball first.
Skins versus sinners? Is that how you play basketball against Jesus? You know, if you win, you are going to fucking hell. You understand that, right? I can do that right now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Jesus' jump shot, not that good.
Jesus ain't got game.
It's scary to me, though.
Jesus can't jump?
When you have people like Ted Cruz preying on people's belief system.
See, Trump scares me.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz scares me more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
because... Because he can actually get stuff done because he's a politician.
Yeah.
And he will cram his religion down everybody's throat.
Yeah. No, it's just whenever there's someone in power that has that strength in their faith, like a blinding strength.
Yeah.
To the point where even, the Catholic faith, like the Vatican came out, what was it, like 5-6 years ago that said, you know what? You've been holding a grudge against this guy Copernicus and like his whole thing, like, you know, God doesn't push the planets around the sun. I guess for once, all right, it's been a couple hundred years. We're gonna be okay with just all right. You're right, Copernicus. We're wrong. Our bad. I'm like, it took them that fucking long to point out that hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I will say the Catholic Church has become much more progressive under this new pope than ever.
God love. I mean, I'm honestly considering going back to Catholicism because he's that rad.
He's the Neil deGrasse Tyson of Catholics.
I would 100% agree.
And it's interesting 100%. To see the changes since he's...
The changes?
I will hit you in the nuts.
Should you turn and face the bruise, bruises?
It's really interesting. James is bruising and of course, me. The Pope comes from Brazil.
Yeah.
You know.
Did they see his birth certificate? Do they know if he came from there specifically? I don't know,
one of the not freest countries, but I would say more liberal countries.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry. Bryce's neck was... Bryce was... It sounded like he was...
He unbuckled it.
God, Jesus. You might need those joints one day. You know that, right? Like, you might be like, oh, there's a box. I'm going to pick it up. Nope. Spend all those cards.
You know that doesn't cause arthritis, right?
No, I am a Christian Scientist. I believe that hospitals are evil, dinosaurs are a figment of your imagination, and that, you know, cracking your back...
No, dinosaurs are just giant lizards.
But cracking your back does allow gays to get married, and I'm totally against it.
Well, how can I crack my back more? Because more gays need to be allowed to get married.
That'd be like a really weird, like, you know, all right, you know, Bryce
like,
is only...
Like when a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
When Bryce cracks his back, a gay couple gets married. Dude, the reception was fucking amazing.
The party favors were fantastic.
Just delish. But, you know, I've met a lot of people, both religious and non-religious. I mean, I like people that are smart and people that are able to analyze things that, you know, if my belief system doesn't kind of gel up with what's going on, analyze it. Don't just cling to it blindly and make it seem like that's the only way that
people
think.
Against the Bible. You have to follow it blindly.
Yeah.
That's how they describe it, is blind faith.
Yeah. You know, and there was two different types of people that we were taught about in school, which was the literalists that took everything the Bible, so like, you know, they wear robes, they hold signs that say the end is near. And, like,
and the atheists that try and rape babies?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad they taught you that.
But there was also, not the literalists, it was the, I forget the other term for it, but it's basically people that can take what was written in the Bible and kind of augment it to modern day. Mm-hmm. That was a major issue that I had when I was in high school, because by the time I was a senior, I was actually able to formulate my thoughts and my considerations of how the Catholic faith was being...
Well,
you know,
it took you till high school.
Well, yeah. I graduated, too. I have a piece of paper that says so. Dick. But no, I remember there was a time when not the cardinal, but there's like a Monsignor... Basically, like it's like there's the Pope, and then there's like all the guys in
cardinals,
red,
and
cardinals,
and then the bishops.
Yeah, so the guy that was in the head of our diocese,
and the pawns,
the knights, and the pawns. Fucking dick. And then there's like the Klingons, you know, if you got like the Star Wars version,
the Romulan,
Star Trek,
the Trilon. Did you just mix up your
chest? Yes, he did. Turn in your nerd
anyway,
card.
Sorry, just gonna leave this here. But no, the guy who was basically in charge of our diocese came to my high school and talked to our senior class because he wanted to try and get the pulse of what today's, you know, 19 and 18 year olds were you know,
did
thinking.
Check the pulse rectally.
You know, well, better late than never, I guess. But I remember I was sitting in the back with my buddy Jim Menley, and he's like, you know what? We're in the library. He's like, grab a book, any book. Just make sure it's thick and hold it in your arms so that when you raise your hand to talk, it's like you've got, like, this is where I got this information from. It makes you seem more legitimate. And we both fucking, we went to the fucking, the bookcase. We both grabbed, like, it's like the encyclopedia. I had like L, he had M. You know, I was like, you know, in Leviticus, it says that.
Oh, God. Fuck Leviticus.
But no, so I remember he's like, okay, so do you have any questions about your faith? And I'm like, yes. I always found it interesting that in the Bible, you know, you were learning about like the path that Jesus walked and how we're supposed to do something similar. But at that time, women were considered nothing more than basically livestock and grunt labor. They had no
real
value.
Most of the
time,
they were less than livestock.
Yeah. But when you read through it, though, Mary is the most important, one of the most important characters. Mm-hmm. Mary Magdalene, you know, was a prostitute and she got like top three billing, you know. So why is it that now that, you know, women can't become priests are not considered viewed as equals as we're trying to do now through the Word of God and all that fun stuff? I get to like this long, like really well written question, and he looks at me and he smiles and he nods like, that's a very good question.
Any other questions?
Does anybody else exactly? Does anybody else have anything?
It's one of those typical religious things where they cruise right over the question
because there is no answer.
It's wrong.
You know, we should have a female pope. You know, if you're going to talk about the concept of a grand creator, it has to be a woman because women create life. It's fucking, it's biological. You know, I mean, you know. But
you know what? It should be a hermaphrodite.
No, better yet, it should be Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture
Hermaphropope.
Hermaphropope.
You just created the best
that
sitcom.
Be...
Hermaphropope?
I just see a friend setting with Hermaphropope.
Okay, so we got to cast it now. Who's Hermaphropope? We got to start with the main character.
Ooh.
Who can be a good Hermaphropope?
Centaur Jessica Parker.
With a strap on. So you're not quite sure. Yeah. All right.
Because you got to see it like...
We recast all the apostles, but we make it like up to date. So instead of Mary Magdalene, it's Gary Magdalene, a male prostitute.
No, a cross-dresser.
Cross-dresser.
Yeah, a cross-dresser.
Well, no, you're already
a tranny.
You're already gonna have a
hermaphrodite. No, not a tranny. Drag queen. There we go.
You're already gonna have a main character Jesus, or you know,
Jesus.
What's Jesus' new? Well, Jesus.
Yeah, he'll be Hispanic.
And he's Mexican.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because he gets shit done. That's why.
We just name him Jesse Christ, so then he's a white guy, so we get more viewers.
He's got a belt buckle.
I just think Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Hey,
John Stamos.
Old man, white hair, very wise. It doesn't.
Played by Willie Nelson.
Well, in the movie.
No.
Oh God, really? No.
Willie Nelson is Jesse Christ?
No.
Well, you don't see them together very often, so I mean, you could make that leap.
Don't see Jesus Christ and me together very often, do you? Forever.
Well, there's a law. Remember the law that was passed?
Yeah.
I don't like to put terms on things like, you know, you shouldn't go.
You must stay 1,000 feet away from Jesus Christ.
Faith. you look hopeful. Stay over there. We're done. But yeah, honestly. When you take all the different religions, not just the Jizai, but like the Buddhas, the Allahs, the Ringo Starr and friends, like all those like magical
the
group
spaghetti
of
spaghetti monster.
It's all the
Flying.
Same basic thing.
Flying. Thank you.
But no one wants to admit that their version is wrong. It's the same story on almost every continent. There's like one supreme being, not necessarily a man, not necessarily a woman, not necessarily a human, but a force of some sort. Maybe like midichlorians.
But they had to rest on the seventh day.
Oh, fuck, dude. Come on. You know,
just saying.
Jesus was a union guy? Is that what you're saying? It's a fucking union day.
No, I'm saying God was a union guy.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Jesus is God.
How do you think the entire universe got built in 7 days? All right, guys. Bring it over
six.
Here.
Six days.
Six days. Technically, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
7 days, like, you know, fuck it.
But the seventh day, you can get stoned to death if you do anything. So, just
I'm waiting
saying.
I'm waiting for the movie to come out. directed and written by Mel Gibson.
I like the groups that follow the you have to rest on the seventh day.
Yeah.
They have areas where, like, on Sundays, the elevators will stop at every level because you can technically do no work, and pushing the elevator button is considered work.
Where the... What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of
there
that.
There are places that groups that follow this...
When your building is more Catholic than you.
Yeah. Truthfully, they have the elevator set so that they stop on every floor so they can circumvent these rules in the Bible.
Wouldn't
is stupid.
Getting out of bed be considered work?
How do you put your clothes on?
That's kind of work.
Pulling your zipper or your button. I guess buttons technically aren't counted, I think, if I remember correctly. So you can, as long as everything's all button.
If we remember, our Bibles, our you know, tomes, if you will, Jesus wore robes, which it really looks like he basically woke up on a pile of laundry, stood up naked, and just wrapped what the fuck he was sleeping on around
him. Smelled it first. This smells bad.
I might be the King of Kings.
This one's got one more day.
This is the stain of stains over here from the King of Kings.
Slipped on his Birkenstocks.
Yeah, and then just like fucking trucked it out, you know, and like his you know, because it was so much easy, because you get done for the day, you just unbutton the belt. You lay all your, you know, your robes down.
Well, if
down.
All those paintings are to be believed, it was always a white robe with a blue sash.
Yeah. Well, and Jesus was on a very low-carb diet, as you can tell.
Very low-carb.
He was on the Atkins diet.
Yeah. I like to see a fat Jesus. You know? Like, I mean, if you can... If
go
you
to
can,
Mexico.
If you can multiply sandwiches, loaves and fishes, if you can make fucking loaves and fishes appear, if you can turn water into motherfucking wine, Jesus should have been like a fat, diabetic, like big
Wilford
fucking...
Wilford Brimley.
Ready... Wilford Christ, you mean? Jesus Brimley. I like Jesus Brimley.
That's good. It almost like a never seen name. Both in the same place?
No.
Nope.
Gimli.
Yeah. And only Padre Leo de Spiritual Santo, man. Now, kids, gather around, hold hands. We're going to praise
Jesus Brimley needs his diabetes shot. He needs his insulin.
You know,
what do you come here for? I got diabetes.
I would like to thank God for this delicious bounty of oatmeal that we're all supposed to eat because it's the right thing to do. And the Christian way to do it. Wow, I didn't think we actually could compare Catholicism to oatmeal. But we found a fucking... Life finds a way.
Oh, yeah. There is always
Christ
a way.
Christ finds a way.
Wilford finds a way. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2016, just taking
things out. In Wilford we trust.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to
petition that for our money, yeah. In Wilford we trust. Replace the president with Wilford Brimley.
President Brimley? Yes.
Honorary President
that's,
Brimley.
That's the write-in vote we all need to do.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bernie. Sorry.
I was listening to one of my podcasts, and they were talking about... this was the last election. And they were talking about how someone was saying that they should all write Jesus in for the presidential nomination.
You know who I want to write
they
in?
They had one of their listeners write in and say, well, at least in this state, they have to actually declare in every county that they want to be elected.
No one's really heard from Jesus for a while, so I don't know.
He's been missing for a while. Has anybody filed that police report?
You know, the APB, I think, has expired. You know, him and Kyron are sharing a timeshare somewhere.
The statute of limitations is up.
Yeah, sadly enough.
We'll never know who did that murder.
I think I want to write in Bruce Campbell for president. The chin
I thought you were
going to
say Bruce Campbell for Jesus.
The chin shall lead.
The chin, yes. Well, there was a... before I got here.
Lead and the deadites will follow.
You mean his followers? Come on, dude, really? There's a book, The Necronomicon, which is Bible spelled backwards. Hello. Just go with me. Just come on. Just quick, like a bunny. No, I would definitely say Bruce Campbell would be an awesome.
Can we have Neil deGrasse Tyson as president?
Or Vice Jesus?
Or Grand Poobah?
Ooh. I think we should do away with government as a whole and just go back to the Poobah system. Yeah, I'm with Bryce.
Grand Ayatollah.
Okay, well, hold on. I don't know.
Oh, wait, sorry, too Muslim for you. Too brown.
You know what? I forgive you, Bryce. for calling me all my fucking bigotry. Yeah, you know, it just... And so we can all find a way to just fucking...
We gotta turn one color. Just saying.
Okay.
I vote mauve.
Ooh, mauve. Why mauve?
Why not? It's fun to say mauve.
I can see, like, you know, your billboards, like, trying to promote us changing our, like, pigment to mauve. James Robinson says, mauve, .. Why not? Yes. You have my vote, sir. My sword by your side.
Never, you're going to have racism. Like, those damn mauve people.
You know what? This city, this town.
They clash with everything.
This neighborhood used to be something back in the day. You know, you could, like, leave your car unlocked. You could leave your house unlocked. And these mauve motherfuckers move in. They ruin the fucking property value. Walking around in their matching clothes and their belts and their robes. I don't fucking know.
Apparently we're in Brooklyn now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's where the mauve people
That's where
from.
The mauve people.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mauve Island. Are you familiar? Nicolas Cage is making a movie
about
it.
Isn't that called Australia?
Oh, damn.
Right, you know, if we're going to change our color, we should come up with some stereotypes for our people, too.
The mauve? The mauveites? Yeah,
the mauveites.
Mauvians, if you will.
Just the mauve.
The mauves. They openly mock and hate Braille. Just they
Braille.
They think it's like a conspiracy theory. Like, there's no fucking...
The government's behind.
Exactly. Yeah.
Braille.
The Braille industry is controlled.
We must... I can see him holding up signs, we must take down Big Braille.
You know, they're standing in front of the Institute for the Blind, which I really kind of feel is doing them a disservice, because no one's going to see your signs.
Great dancers.
Yeah.
Terrible musicians.
Yeah, well... Jesus. Oh, Wilford Brimley, help us now. In our moment
your
of need.
Only hope.
We should start our own fucking religion. It's tax-free. We do nothing but collect checks.
Didn't John Oliver do that? Didn't he actually
yes.
make a religion?
Fuck. All right.
He made a tax-exempt religion.
Goddamn. John Oliver. He's always done everything first.
Yep. Doesn't mean we can't do it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Not another church cast?
You're all my disciples.
Not another pod Christ?
Ooh.
See? It's got legs, my friend.
Catholics would be all over us, though.
Yeah.
Well,
too close to them.
We should make up, like, you know, all our signs have, like, you know, three T's, like TTT.
Well, if there's a Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, we could come up with our own religion.
Some friends of mine were raised in that religion, and I have to say, very messy. Very messy. And that is a spicy meatball.
So, what you're saying is our religion should not have any spice.
No.
No flair whatsoever.
None. No.
It's got to be plain.
No,
like
no spice.
Peanut
when
butter
you cook.
And jelly.
No spices at all. Not even salt.
Yeah. If you have to sweat.
Salt is a swim.
Salt is for sinners. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 days since my last salty meal. Do you have any water? I am really fucking dehydrated.
I'm pretty parched.
Please, God. Turn water into something. Something into water, for fuck's sake.
No spice, it means... See, that won't work, though, because bacon has salt in it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should switch it and we should worship salt. So our Lord and Savior should be rock salt.
It is one of the most fundamental elements. It's like the most mm-hmm. common element.
You need salt to survive.
The chosen salt. Or the chosen
the
element.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Boom, right there. Okay. So our mauveites follow a religion based on salt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think
it's an
we
abundant
should,
mineral.
I think we mm-hmm. should I think we all three of us should be locked up. I think we should be put away in like a mental institution somewhere. Like, no, it makes sense. Salt is
No, just listen. Yeah, where are you going?
The three of us are being shoved down the hall again. Ghostbusters 2. Like, nope, fuck it. Throw them in Bellevue. Fuck it. No. I'm tired of listening to this fucking mob motherfucker.
I figured they'd just lock us in the warehouse from Indiana Jones.
You and I are trying to...
They put us in crates.
And yeah. You and I are trying to explain it to psychiatrists, and Bryce is like, don't look at me. These guys are crazy. I don't know what's going on.
I believe in Gorto, the dark god of, you know, vengeance. And these motherfuckers, I don't know. Salt? Really? Yeah, you unfortunately, you would be, Bryce would be the, you'd be the Winston. You'd be like just pulled along with James and I's fucking rhetoric. Like, I don't even like these motherfuckers, all right? I hate salt.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't even there. Look, guys, I got to get my own lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, our patriarch.
So we're going to go in front of a federal judge.
Yeah.
And tell him that some shaker. Moldy salt god. Is coming down to wreak havoc on New York City?
Yeah. Think of all the lives of registered
I could see the defenders that you guys hire are just little salt shakers.
Like people like, you know, they're in the streets like shaking salt. Let them go! Let them
the mobites go!
Taste the justice.
Season, people just pouring trails of salt.
Season to perfection.
Follow the trail. It will lead you to goodness.
So our matriarch or our figurehead of
the
Church of
Jesus.
We
can't have any ghosts in our religion then.
Well, we can, but they're contained.
They're always contained.
They're always contained, but you never cross the streams of righteousness. You never do it.
Never. Cross
never. Just imagine every cell in your body simultaneously exploding at the speed of light.
Unless the door swings both ways.
Well, that's the Lutheran Mauvism. You know, and they're into pepper, which is fucking weird.
Pepper.
Am I right? A pepper? Really? Come on. Really? Fucking. Yeah, Jesus was a pepper. That makes sense. What the fuck?
Jesus was a pepper, too.
He was a pepper. They were a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? Just saying.
But they got a pepper bar.
Pepper's in your court, bro. Pepper bar? What's that, a pepper bar? What do I? What can I eat? Like Bloody Marys? Or
Quiznos.
Oh.
I got pepper bar. Dude, Quiznos is fucking awesome.
Well, I'm not saying anything against Quiznos. I didn't realize they had a pepper bar.
Yeah, they have a pepper bar. Don't you remember the commercials?
I remember the weird whacked out ones, like
the little Quiznos demons.
Yeah, the little fucking like hallucinations.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is James is just completely just, like, he's just sitting back like, okay, these two have lost their fucking minds.
I wasn't even there.
You're always guilty.
Yeah, true. You're one of us. One of us.
Google, I was just thinking
gobble,
the Google, gobble. When we rose
Cookie
to sing
Christ.
Hymnals in the Church of Mavites.
These are our wafers.
A salt grinder. Grind, grind, shake, shake. Grind, grind, shake, shake.
If you turn in your cookbooks to chapter 4, how to prepare humans, you will see that...
Today's lesson...
Wilford Brimley's lesson on how sodium can both lift you up, but also bring you down.
And yea, it was foretold that Jim would slaughter a pig and cure it with the goodness
and
of salt.
Sweet,
amen!
Sweet bacon.
And
can I get a bacon?
Bacon!
Bacon!
That would be our amen.
Yeah, so this I think we've done good works today, guys.
Pray salt.
We went from a legitimate conversation about faith to creating our own sodium-based theology. Wilford Brimley is Jesus.
Let's bring it all back around.
Is he nailed to like a Twinkie? Like, how can we bring that? Like a lowercase Twinkie?
Nailed to Morton's umbrella.
Oh shit! Wow, that's.
Well, let's get into the whole tax exemption. Okay. Since we're talking about religion and making up our own, which people do all the time.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about their complete tax exemption?
If you accept money from any source that is not directly generated from something that you're selling, like a tangible product, like a car or food or a service that you're providing.
All that stuff is taxed.
Yeah. Exactly. So, if you're providing any of those things, you need to be fucking taxed.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they make so much money.
Trillions worldwide, I'm
back
sure.
Back in the day, you guys remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that huge, they were one of the first like, big empires. You know, Tammy Faye, like, with all the makeup and like the big mascara, and she'd cry.
They're the prosperity gospel type.
Exactly, yeah.
That bullshit.
I remember, even as a kid, going over to other, family and friends' houses, and that would be on, and like they're not watching it ironically, they're watching it because they believe that their faith is somehow being transmitted into the television and that they need to help fund this guy and his TV show and make sure that he stays on the air so that somehow God is going to keep me safe, keep me protected, and keep me in good health.
That still happens with the damn 700 Club.
Oh, yeah. To this day.
That dinosaur that runs it?
That's still legitimate.
Jim, fucking, god damn
Pat
it.
Robertson.
Pat Robertson, yeah.
Yep.
Evil Ernie Keebler.
See, if he was a young Earth creationist, he would have been around when the Earth was created. He may be Adam.
Ooh.
We don't
Adam
know.
Adam Robertson?
I would say no.
He's got to change it from every few decades.
I think he's more Cain.
He's more Cain.
Yeah, he killed his brother and somehow stuck
around. How do you think he got the TV show?
It used to be that, you know, the Pat and Abel show. And then, well, I killed my brother and had to change my name. You know, for legal purposes only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, yeah, if you are
that
just,
guy spouts the most hateful stuff on his show.
And like absurd. Like it's almost funny
he's
to watch.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's if he is not senile.
He's damn close.
Oh yeah.
No, he's flirted with it. He's bought it dinner. He's finger banged it. It's a done deal. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Did I get weird? I get a little weird. Yeah. Okay. Just imagine Pat Robertson fingering.
That's disgusting. Nice.
Yeah. Try to be part of your.
Can't feel anything with those Skeletor fingers.
They're sharp, Pat. Get him out.
That's why he's so pissed off. Because He-Man always wins. You know, this gay bondage dude with like a fucking attack feline. You know,
He-Man. Worst Skeletor.
That was not pretty top bad. Three at all. Well, shit, I think...
But the prosperity gospel thing is just sickening, them taking advantage of poor
it's
people that
biggest,
can't afford it.
Longest running scheme ever. And unlike fucking Madoff and all that bullshit, the Ponzi scheme, this is worse than a Ponzi scheme because it's legal.
This is a Fonzie scheme is what it is.
It's not cool.
Sit on it, all right? In the words of Wilford Brimley, I command you, sir, to sit on it.
Wilford Brimley would never tell you to sit
on it. Yes, he would. And then he would make you a breakfast that was very bland, but good for your heart. You piece of shit.
Because it's the right thing
to do. Go to the Wilford Brimley closet with you. Right now. Go.
I'm afraid of the mustache.
The tickling closet. It's all like, it's kind of weird in there. I'm going to tickle you in a hole.
Who wants a mustache, Rad?
If Wilford Brimley ever said, who wants a, you know, maybe in college.
Who wants a mustache, Rad?
Go easy on me. I've got a bad heart. But still, just sit on my face.
Just had oatmeal.
Right through me.
Let me stick this Hershey's in my mouth so I don't pass out.
Oh, shit. Like he's biting down a belt.
A chocolate belt.
So I'm gonna pass out here. Give me some of my medicine. He reaches in like a Hershey, like, you know, containers. I don't even bet. Yeah, that was.
Mustache is ready.
Oh, fuck. All right, just cut that last part out because everything else was gold.
We cut nothing.
Warts and all.
Yeah.
Especially my babbling. That's
the beauty of this show.
No.
This gangrenous pussy growth.
It's a tumor that should have been cut out, but it just got too big.
Jesus.
It's that twin that you absorbed in utero.
You know, there was a historical...
Sort of
it's just dead, but you just... Yeah.
There is a religious documentary that I think you both should watch based on this. It's called Basket Case. Now, in this movie, Jesus had a twin that was attached at his hip, and he had it removed, but he kept it in a basket and would kill people that didn't believe that Jesus is Lord and that oatmeal is for dinner.
Oatmeal is for every meal. I can just imagine the most bland religion.
What do you think the Mavites, you know, just flock to that, you know?
Goopy.
No surprises, nothing scary, there's no evil guy in a red suit and a pitchfork, there's no guy in a white robe that's going to judge you, just warm,
just salt.
Inviting oats,
and
water,
salt.
And salt, and maybe, just maybe, the promise of three blueberries.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.